we give you the praise. We give you the honor and the adoration. Blessed be your name, Lord, because you are God. Thank you for the privilege of being in your presence. Thank you for all that you have done, all you are doing. We thank you because our lives will never remain the same. You are our life. You are our strength. We'd like to worship you all our days. Breathe upon this service this morning. Heal somebody, deliver somebody, touch somebody. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Welcome everyone here this morning in Jesus' name. We have had a series of very intensive programs this weekend. We'll bring you the clips of them shortly. And as we make progress in our month of divine wisdom, I want to speak briefly on the subject of responsibility for divine wisdom. Responsibility for divine wisdom. The text is James chapter 1 and in verse 5. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let him ask of God. Let him ask. Our assignment or objective this morning is just like he said, accepting the understanding the responsibility to accept in order to access divine wisdom. Understanding the responsibility to accept in order to access divine wisdom. We've seen how critical and how crucial divine wisdom is. Seen how wisdom is profitable to direct. We saw how a man's wisdom makes his face to shine and the boldness of his countenance shall be increased. We saw how divine wisdom helps us to walk out of difficulties of life. We saw even how divine wisdom is critical to the preservation of life. That a person can die before his time if he lacks wisdom. And so it is critical to understand the responsibility. Now, God is the custodian of wisdom and the giver of wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask God who giveth. So God is both the custodian and the giver of wisdom. That's the first thing I want us to understand this morning. Secondly, God gives wisdom to those who will meet the demands. He gives wisdom to those who will meet the demands. Thirdly, note, for everything desired, there is something required. If there is anything a man desires, there is something that is required. As free as salvation is, for example, there is still the requirement of repentance. For everything desired, there is something required. And fourthly, for every possibility with God, there is responsibility for man. If there is a possibility I am desiring from God, there is a responsibility for me as a man. For every possibility with God, there is responsibility for man. Summary is, there is nothing like something for nothing in the world of the Spirit. There is nothing like something for nothing. What then? What responsibility should we accept in order to experience divine wisdom? We have 8 of them. I actually have so many of them, but I decided that in order for us to maximally apply what we are hearing today and within the rest of the days of the month, we'll take it a little bit. So I'm going to look at 4 of them in this service and 4 of them in the next service. Number 1, recognize your need for divine wisdom. Recognize your need. James 1:5. If any man lack wisdom, recognize that there is a need for wisdom. Recognize that if you were wiser, your life would have been better. Recognize that if you were wiser, your spiritual life would have been better. Recognize that if you had been wiser, your opportunities would have been more sustained. You wouldn't have lost certain opportunities, you lost the way you lost them. Recognize that if you were wiser, maybe you would have been wealthier. Because wisdom traveled in the direction of wealth in the life of Solomon. Recognize that if you were wiser, maybe your family and your life would have had more harmony and peace. Because the Bible says a foolish woman plucked down her home. So is a foolish man. The Bible says the path of wisdom is the path of peace. Recognize that if you were wiser, maybe your life would have been more peaceful. Maybe your life and your endeavor would have been more crisis free. Take your seat. Those are the bad. So, there is that need to recognize. One of the worst forms of ignorance is where a person does not know what he doesn't have. Where a person does not know what they lack. Where a person does not know what they need. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. And in the school of wisdom, there is no finish point. The path of the just, the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 7, Solomon demonstrated his lack for wisdom. He said, "Now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of my father. And I am but a little child. I don't know how to go out. Neither do I know how to go in, to come in. Therefore, give thy servant, and your servant is in the midst of your people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge thy people." So he discerned his need. He discerned his lack of wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, that it takes wisdom to raise children. It takes wisdom for children to be who they were meant to be. For example, the worst thing you can do for your children is to compare them with other children. Look at you. See your mate. See this. Those kind of things. So this wisdom is necessary. So it's important to know. Recognize your need for divine wisdom. You know, one of the greatest challenges, I came across a scripture the other day, and it was so amazing that somebody can be in need and not be aware. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 24 to 25. Isaiah 42. He said, who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned. That is, they sinned against God. And God said, okay, face the consequences. For they will not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. And it has set him on fire round about, yet he knew not. It burnt him, yet he laid it not to heart. There is fire burning around him. Battle is around him. He's in the middle of battle and he's not aware. Ignorance is doorway to disaster, to calamity. When you have a need and you are not aware, disaster is inevitable. In Psalm 82 verse 5, he said, they know not, neither will they understand. And because of that, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. They know not, neither will they understand. When you fail to know what you are meant to know, you lose control of everything around you. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. So all the foundations of the earth are out of course. It's always a disaster not to know what you need to know. Everything gets out of control where you don't know what you need to know. So it is important to recognize your need for divine wisdom. Number two, ask God for wisdom. Wisdom is something to ask for. That was what touched God concerning Solomon. First of all, we read in James 1:5, he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If you lack wisdom, ask God. Now, when Solomon asked God, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7, and then verse 8, where we just read, if you now move to verse 9, the Bible said, okay, go to verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said, because you have asked this thing and you have not asked for yourself long life, you have not asked for riches, you have not asked for the life of your enemies, but you have asked for understanding to discern judgment. That's wisdom. You have asked for wisdom. Behold, I have done according to your words. Lo, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like you before you, neither after you shall any arise like unto thee. I have given you a wise heart. And I have also given you what you have not asked, riches, honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Do you understand this? If we ask now, can we pray, just put in writing what you need from God? Some people write house rent. Right now as we are talking, and the situation in the country is so wonderful, that the kind of pressure we receive continuously of people who are unable to pay children's school fees as the schools have just resumed. The pressure is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hopeless. So you have school fees. Marital settlement. Father, give me peace of mind. But Solomon used one stone, one blow, seven die. He asked for one thing that answered everything. That is, asking for wisdom is superior to asking for money. Asking God for wisdom is superior to asking for peace. Asking for wisdom is superior to asking for long life. Asking God for wisdom is superior to asking for deliverance from the enemies. Asking God for wisdom is superior to asking for honor. See Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. He said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise, the trade, the business of wisdom is better than the trading with silver, and the gain thereof more than gold. So wisdom will deliver for you what money won't deliver. She is more precious than rubies. All the things you can desire are not compared to her. There is nothing you desire on earth that is not inside wisdom. Length of days is in it. It's in her right hand. In her left hand is riches and honor. Keep going. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. If you are looking for peace, it is wisdom. She is a tree of life, so you fulfill your days. Foolishness will cut you short before your time. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. It's more like seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the wisdom of God, God's ways of doing things, God's direction, God's voice, God's counsel. See God, seek God's thought. And you won't need to be asking for the other things separately. Before God's servant Pastor Yedeko entered into ministry, he told God, I don't want to go anyhow. I need your wisdom. He prayed for almost 2 years until God said, all right, I won't allow you to go like others went. My servant, Pastor Adeboye, will lay hands on you and give you an impartation of wisdom. And in a few days' time, he's 70 years old. 27 September, this coming Friday. And that wisdom showed everywhere. Mega works, doing great things without sweat. So we ask God for wisdom. Listen to this now. That our asking determines our answers from God. Man's asking determines man's answers from God. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. So wisdom is big enough to ask. It's big enough. It's so big that Paul the Apostle prayed for the Ephesian church. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 13. He said, all right, move to verse 14. 15. I cease not to give thanks to you. I cease not. All right. Making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. He's praying for a whole church, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance. Wisdom is good enough and big enough to occupy your prayer. Big enough. Wisdom for the management of your life. A lot of people have made so many dumb decisions and dumb actions tied down their lives and destinies. All that was needed, just slight wisdom. Wisdom. Hallelujah. Concerning Jesus, he said, what wisdom is this? That even such mighty works are done by him. So wisdom is the mother of mighty works. Was that Mark chapter 8 verse 3 or 4? 6. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this, which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? I see someone stepping into the realm of mighty works. If you are the one, say loud, amen. If you are the one, shout the loud, most amen. So the first thing is, recognize your need for divine wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. Psalm 34 verse 5. They looked up to him and they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Looking up to God is key to being lighted up in life. You want to be lighted up. You look up. They looked up to him and they were enlightened. If you need the light of wisdom, you step before God, look up to him, ask him. Looking up to God is key to being lighted up in life. That was number two, responsibility for wisdom. Number three, separate yourself for wisdom. You want to access wisdom. There is time for separation. Proverbs 18:1. True desire. A man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. True desire. A man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Separation is doorway to inspiration. A lot of people, our lives are too congested to receive any inspiration. Separation is key to inspiration. And separation, secondly, is cure for distraction. True separation. A man, true desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. There is a time where you shut down on everything and you are in search of this. You are looking for this. At the place of prayer, at the place of study, we'll come to that later on. But separation. In Genesis chapter 24 and in verse 1. Alright, let's read verse 63. You will see how Isaac separated himself. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And when he lifted up his eyes and saw, behold, the camels were coming. Separation is key to possession. You want to see your camels coming? Separate yourself unto meditation. Ay, 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 ay. When you decide to focus in meditation, by the time you lift up yourself, your world has changed. The camels were coming. Everything has changed. He went out into the field. When was the last time you were just on your own? At times I will step to see, needed my wife's attention for one thing or the other, and she's on assignment with God 2 or 3 days ago. All right, go ahead. Mine is a permanent one. She comes and sees my face and sees my mood. She knows that this is a moment of separation. Am I communicating? God does great things with people that are separated from time to time. Come out of your father's house, Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. To the land where I will show you. Get thee out of thy father's house, for thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land. Separation. Separation. Genesis 32 and in verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the break of day. There are people that are just addicted to people. Even if there are not people physically, their phone will not allow them to rest. These are clear, clean, proven ways of access to the wisdom of God. Don't forget that God does great things in people's lives after he first separates them. He does great things. Great lights, great directions, great revelations. I stepped into ministry after separation. I was away on the mountains. In Ghana, up in Barking, the local government, left my wife and little baby then for 3 days. Seeking the wisdom of God for the next level. I had 3 ways in which my life could go. Lord, which way, Lord? Here he says, what I have spoken to you almost 10 years ago, this is the time. 3 days of separation. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I come before you today. I receive the grace for separation. I receive that grace in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace and I receive that grace. One day after I separated myself for about 7 days, and I was asking God a lot of questions, he gave me access into the wisdom of experiencing the supernatural on a continuous basis. 7 days. He said, what you are asking for is not hard, but can you defend my glory after the 4th day? I said, tell me, Lord, whatever you want me to do. True desire. A man having, you see, we live in a generation today. This media, internet, all this is just one of the worst disasters of our generation. Where people have no life of their own, their life is run by media, by internet, by everything. In a daytime, they can send you all manner of clips. This person said this, this one did that, that one did that, all manner. And the whole of life almost becomes a play. Almost becomes a play. Before the day is over, it's just so distracting. But you must make up your mind. You make up your mind that if the world wants to distract you, you won't distract yourself. There is too much to know, too much to learn, too much to hear, too much God wants to say to you. But the distractions are just too plenty. You will not miss it. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud voice, say amen. So first of all, we will recognize our need. Number 2, ask God for wisdom. Number 3, separate yourself for his wisdom. And number 4, maintain or be observant.
for wisdom.
Observation. Maintain observation. Or possess the art of observation for wisdom. Maintain the art of observation for wisdom. Observation is a big course in the school of wisdom. Big, big course. That was one of the major courses that Solomon was proficient in his school of wisdom. Solomon was an expert in the art of observation. And he gleaned great wisdom through observation. It is clear throughout the write-ups about Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 33, look at this. 1 Kings. Concerning Solomon, the Bible says, and he spake of trees from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon. So, he was observing trees and talking about them. Even to the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. The hyssop that springeth out of the wall. Caught Solomon's attention. He spake also of beasts, animals, and of fowl, of creeping things, of fishes. And there came all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. He was looking. You see, eyes that look are plenty. But eyes that see are few. There are many looking but seeing nothing. That is when the eye is just there for fancy. They are looking. Plenty of things are happening but they are seeing nothing. In Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6 all the way to verse 8. Look at Solomon talking. He said, go to the ant. You sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. So there is something to learn from the ant as he observed the ant. He said they have no guide, they have no overseer, they have no ruler. Yet they provide themselves meat in the summer. And they gather their food in the harvest. So that when it is winter, they can calm down because they have enough food. How long will you sleep, oh lazy man? When will you rise out of your bed? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to sleep. So shall your poverty arrive like a traveler. And your scarcity like an armed robber. This is lesson that he just showed us from ant. That the ant are not lazy at all. Then he took us to Proverbs chapter 24 verse 30. This is quite interesting. Proverbs 24, 30 to 34. He said, I went by the field of the slothful. And by the vineyard of the man that was void of understanding. I was passing by. Other people passed by, they saw nothing. But I was passing by the field, the farmland of a lazy man. Back up. It was the farmland of a lazy man. It was the shop of a lazy man. I caught him sleeping in the shop by 11 a.m. The vineyard of the man that has zero understanding is not wise. Now, he's going on. And it was grown over with thorns. Everywhere had grass, but the man was not watching. And nettles had covered the face thereof. The stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw, and I considered it well. I looked at it and received instruction. What I was seeing was teaching me that a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come as one that traveleth, and your want as an armed man. Instruction does not need to come by communication. Instruction comes by observation. He said, I saw and I received instruction. If you waited for teacher to teach before you are instructed, you waited too long. The whole of the universe is a university. The whole of the universe is a university. Inside the vehicle on your way to Okene, to Lagos, there are too many things to jot down while you are traveling. I like to drive a lot. I can drive from here. In fact, Dr. Mr. Nege, remember one day we drove from Jos to Zaria to Bauchi to Kanu to back to Zaria. I just enjoy. My wife said you can drive and somebody can go to sleep because it's just so smooth and you know. But I stopped driving because of writing. While I'm driving, something comes to my mind. I want to write and my hand is on the steering. That was the only reason why I got driver. Now in this place, I drive myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because people are... Lessons are passing. And if you don't pen down the thought, you lose it in a short time. Passing through family. I saw families. How a family can run and how a family cannot run. One of the greatest lessons I learned in life are places where you may not learn any lesson from. That is, you observe a bad home and you learn how not to run a home. You observe a bad business and you learn how not to run a business. You observe a bad ministry and you learn how not to run a ministry. You observe a bad teacher and you learn not how to be a teacher. You just look at things and you receive instruction. You observe how somebody was raising the child and the child became a terrible child. And you learn how not to raise a child. I observe how a man insulted his children unto uselessness. Yes, I observed it. So, look at this one. He will be laughing and be insulting the children. He was insulting the children for fun. Until he rendered all of them useless. None amounted to nothing. Are you following what I'm saying here? So I grew up learning how to supply my children with abundant affirmation. Abundant affection. I will correct you, yes. I will chastise you with words, yes. But I will supply you with enough positives to drown any negative. Very, very important. Observation. God uses situations to bring instruction. You look at Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 18 and in verse 1. The word of the Lord, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. When you reach the house of the potter, there is something I want you to hear there. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was walking on the wheels. And the vessel that he made was spoiled in the hand of the potter. And he made it again after another vessel. And as it seemed good to the potter to make it. And then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. That is, go to the potter's house. I have a message for you. And as I went there, I saw that the potter was molding clay. The clay spoiled. Then the potter remolded it. And what I was told is that if the matter spoiled in the hand of the potter, no challenge. It's only when it's spoiled outside the hand of the potter that there is a problem. Provided I am still in his hands, I can be repaired. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? That is what he said, Jeremiah, learn from what you are saying. Provided you are still in my hands, you can be repaired. Your only problem is when you are cracked outside my hand. Please open your eyes and learn. I have seen people. I knew a man, very, very highly anointed. An American man. Suddenly, no regard for nobody. He will see somebody somebody that is meant to be a spiritual father to him. He will call and say, you come, let me lay hands on you. I'd like you to picture me trying to lay hands on either Daddy G or Papa Edwards. Just picture it in your mind. And for this, it was normal. The first day I saw it, I said, this guy is gone. You don't respect the oil, don't respect us. This guy is gone. I feared for him. Truly, nothing to talk about as it were right now. You look at things, you learn, you observe. Observation. Two things, and I'll round up at this moment. There are two things that observation does. Number one, the eyes affect the heart. In Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 51. Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 51, it says, mine eye affected my heart. Because of all the daughters of my city, my eyes. So there is a connection between what the eyes see and what the heart feels. And like we just said now, observation brings instruction. Observation brings instruction. It is a new day. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. At every point in time, when you are looking at whatever you are seeing per time, you ask yourself the question, Lord, what am I seeing? Lord, what are you saying from what I am seeing? Lord, what do you want me to hear? Lord, what do you want me to learn from what I am seeing? And God will show you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Recognize your need for divine wisdom. Ask God for his wisdom. Separate yourself where needed. And finally maintain the art of observation for wisdom. It's a new day for you. It's a new season for us. We are stepping into a new phase of our lives and destinies. If you say,
If you are saying amen, say loud amen.
One day I was invited to preach at the university, the law school, to lawyers. Area 1 then, maybe 15 to 18 years ago. I was trying, we're racing. And we came to the Area 1 junction right there, that popular junction there. And every vehicle, those coming from here were racing. Those coming from there were racing. No traffic warden. And everybody ran to the center of the road. And they got, all of them got established there. Everybody is established. No matter how much in a hurry you are, no motion. Everybody just got established. And I just observed. And I began to write while I was seeing that the absence of order is also the absence of progress. Anywhere life is not ordered, progress is arrested. Even if your room is too scattered, your mind cannot think well. There are things that can't move forward when there is so much disorder around you. Financial disorder is also the way of financial stagnation. Money that comes, you are not aware. Money that leaves, you are not aware. Everything goes every time. Every dime that entered my hand this year is on record. And as it's going out, it's on record. Hallelujah. So, we see and we observe and we learn. It's a new day for you. Can you lift up your right hand everywhere you are and just write? You are using your right hand to write. All right. Whichever hand is free. If you are left-handed, right-handed. Just lift a hand. And just thank God for his word to you this morning. Appreciate him for his word to you. Honor him. Father, we thank you. Adonai, we worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I recognize my need for wisdom. I ask that you help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, with the wisdom I need. In the name of Jesus, I am asking for wisdom. And I am asking that you'll grant me wisdom. Help me with the grace for separation, to be delivered from distraction. In the name of Jesus, help me to be observant for wisdom. To be observant for wisdom. Help me, help my eyes to see. Help my eyes to see. Help my ears to hear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elion. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. I saw people who were wealthy yesterday. They displayed things. And today, they became paupers. I was talking with a man. He said him and so person were colleagues in the bank. They were executive director together in one ancient bank. That person that he mentioned is now the owner of a major bank. That's one of the four biggest banks in the country. This other guy is struggling for survival. He told me with his mouth. He said he used his own money to fly to Paris, fly to Singapore, fly to Tel Aviv. He was Namibia. He was traveling the world, enjoying his life. While the others were investing, buying shares and stocks and doing... I know people who worked in banks until they owned the bank. And then he just spent it. So you look at such things and you receive wisdom. I knew somebody, so much money. When I knew the person over 30 years ago, was celebrating a major birthday. Is it 60 or how many? 70? And they were looking for house. No house.
had rented house before for like 12 million naira per annum. Such money was available, but it couldn't build the house. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you pay for 2 years. You see, common sense is not common. Even common sense is not common. We are now talking divine wisdom, but even the common sense is not common. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to avoid the ways of error, the ways of foolishness. I receive the grace to avoid those ways, Lord. Open your mouth and speak to God. Speak to God. Jesus, precious name.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your reign of word this morning. Thank you for lives and destinies touched. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute.